Hallelujah. 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 God is such a good God. And I was like, okay, Lord, is this the direction you wanted me to go? And he just confirmed everything. Through Deborah's confession that you spoke, through praise and worship, things that you were saying, even the songs, it tied right into the message, honestly. And I said, thank you, Lord, for confirmation. So glory be to our God. Glory be to our God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. You do not need any little G's. We just thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory as the song states, Father. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah. As Deborah stated earlier, we bind all of the schemes and the attacks of the enemy right now. We bind it and we lose your peace, we lose your power, and we lose your protection, and we lose your provision, Father, and we thank you. All of you and none of me, Father, I am a willing, empty vessel. Speak through me, Lord. I know what I have on paper, but you speak through me. You know who's listening, Father, and we just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And my messages are still from Joyce Meyer's book, Let God Fight Your Battles. You all, this is truly an amazing book, truly an amazing book, Let God Fight Your Battles. So the title of my message tonight is Worship Through the Battle. Worship Through the Battle, that's the title. Psalms 47:1. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout joyfully to God with a joyous shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our songs, y'all. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout joyfully to God with a joyous shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. At times when we're going through something, when we're going through a battle, the last thing we want to do is worship. That is the last thing that we want to do. We may want to have a pity party and send out RSVP to all of our friends. We may want to do that, but all we need to do is worship as we go through the battle, as we go through. As we go through the Red Sea, as we go through the enemy's camp. Again, your songs, Patty, your songs. Glory to God. When we truly worship, it brings a release in different areas of our lives. When we truly worship, true worship, when we it honors our Father God, while we worship Him in spirit and in truth, it helps to fight and win the battle, a quicker manifestation of the win, of the victory.
That's right.
The battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. If we allow Him to order our steps as we go through the battle, He will fight His battle. It's His battle. The battle is the Lord's, it's not ours, but we got to worship Him through the battle. And there are so many forms of worship, inwardly and outwardly. And we need to do both. We need to do both. There are times when we can only worship inwardly, depending on where we are. But there are times when we can let it loose. We can let it loose. We really need to do both. What we believe inwardly should be expressed outwardly. We need to have the faith, and we need to put our faith into action. As the word says in James 2:17, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Psalms 149, verses 3 through 4. This is the Passion Translation. Break forth with dancing. Make music and sing God's praises with the rhythm of drums. For he enjoys his faithful lovers. He adorns the humble with his beauty. And he loves to give them victory. Glory to God. Break forth with dancing as you go through the battle. Break forth with dancing. Make music and give God praises with the rhythm of drums. You can make rhythm on anything. You can do that on anything. As you're going through something, make rhythm. Break forth with dancing. With dancing. You know, so this past Sunday, the praise team, the dance team, did an amazing dances. Both of them was amazing. And it brought them victory. It brought them victory. I genuinely believe that our God was very well pleased. Amen. I don't know if y'all felt it here Sunday, but it was truly a release. Patty and I kept looking at each other. It was truly a release here Sunday. It was amazing. That was an outward expression of their faith in God through dance. Hallelujah. It was an outward expression. And the Bible states in Ecclesiastes 4:3, there is a time for dancing. Come on, y'all. There is a time for dancing. There is a time. Glory to God. In the Passion Translation of Psalms 33:3, it says, compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play his praises on instruments with the anointing and the skill he gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of joy. Amen. This is what our God said. Amen. Compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play his praises on instruments with the anointing and skill he gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of joy. A spectacular sound of joy. Patty has so many songs in her that hasn't even been birthed yet. Write them down, Patty. Get your notebook. Get your book. Write them down. Because God is always bringing you stuff. He's always dropping stuff in your spirit. Write them down. Write them down, Patty. Keep your notebook by your bed like Pastor talks about. Because God's waking you up with a song in your heart that you haven't even heard before, a melody you haven't even heard before. Get your pen and paper ready, girl. Get your pen and paper ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has given us permission to express our worship in praise and in song and in dance. It truly brings a release, a release. You know, I love dancing. I truly love dancing. But I stopped when I gave my life to Christ in the right way. When I truly started giving my life to Christ, I stopped. And I remember God telling me, maybe 10 years ago or so, he said, I never told you to stop dancing. I just told you to switch partners. He said, I never told you to stop dancing. I just told you to switch partners. Just switch partners. He's my dance partner now. Hallelujah. He's my dance. We have it going on when I'm at the house, all right? He's my dance partner now. Glory to God. And this type of worship is outside of some of our comfort zones. You know, the dancing, the praise dance that Carla and the team did on Sunday. It's outside. It was outside of Carla's comfort zone. But look at God. But look at God. Look at God. It's outside of Alicia's comfort zone, but she steps outside of that, and look what God does, as well as her daughter. And look what God did. Look what he does through them that blesses us. And I know it blesses God. It's a sweet aroma to God. It's a sweet aroma. It's a sweet, when we worship him in spirit and in truth, it is a sweet aroma that's going up to our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I would rather be out of my comfort zone like I am right now. I would rather be out of my comfort zone than in a battle that I need God. So take me out of my comfort zone. Because I know if I'm getting out of my comfort zone, he's leading me. If he's ordering our steps out of our comfort zone, the battle is won. Amen. The victory is going to manifest. So we need to step outside of our comfort zones at times so God can do whatever he needs to do. Allow him to do what he needs to do through us. Pastors always talk about this was not his thing. He did not want to do this, to be a pastor of a church. He was good sitting in the back and doing whatever else to help somebody else. I feel you, Pastor. But God said, no, come on, brother. Come on to the front. But we have to step out of our comfort zones in order to go through some battle sometimes. Worship through the battle. Worship through the battle. It's even uncomfortable for some people to even just to lift up their hands. That's uncomfortable for some people in public. Glory to God. It's uncomfortable for some people. But I would rather, as I said, I would rather be outside of my comfort zone than continue to wander in the wilderness for 40 years when it should have only taken, what, about 11 days? Think about it. Some of us worry about what people may think if they see us raising our hands in worship, singing and dancing. We should not care what people think. What does God think? Is God pleased? Free ourselves of people and their opinions, what they may think if they see you raising your hands. If they see, Miss Pauline used to walk around here, her running around here. When the Holy Spirit would get up on her, Miss Pauline would take off. Miss Mary would take off. Running, praising. They didn't care. Miss Pauline showed enough. That's not a word, but it's a word now. Miss Pauline showed enough did not care what people thought at all. Glory to God. Free yourselves of people. And there are times when we need to be quiet with God as we wait on his direction and just absorbing his peace, his presence. You know, some churches are quiet and reserved during service. Glory. Not us. Amen. Not us. We kind of loud. We loud here at Oasis. We loud. Patty get us going with the praise and worship. She get us going. We're loud. She's yelling. We start yelling. Glory to God. She shout. We start shouting. I'm just saying. But, you know, and I have visited churches before like that, and I felt out of place. I felt out of place. And to me, the Spirit of God was not given the freedom to have his way.
That's right.
It was quenching the Spirit.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit couldn't really have his way like he wanted to because they're just, you know.
Reserved.
Yes. Thank you, Patty. Reserved. But as I stated, there are times we do need that stillness. We need the expression of, and we need the expression, express our emotions through worship. But we shouldn't allow our emotions to control us, though. But it's okay to cry. It's purging. Crying is purging. It's a birthing. It's purging. It's okay to cry. It's okay. That's part of worship. God gave us these emotions. But we should not try to stifle them. We just got to find a balance. We got to find a balance. Joyce Meyer said, in Christ, we are free to express ourselves and our love for God in a balanced way. We must find that balance that works for us. What works for me may not work for Pastor, may not work for Patty, may not work for Derek, as I call him, Derek. It may not work. We have to find our balance. Each of us is different. David was not ashamed to express his emotions. He danced, he shouted, scriptures say he danced so hard he danced about his clothes. Let's not do that up in here, okay? But he danced about his clothes. You know, he wasn't ashamed to express his love for God, his appreciation for God. He wasn't ashamed to express that, and we should not be ashamed. What a release that David had, and he wasn't a perfect man. But the word says that David was a man after God's own heart, but he wasn't perfect. He messed up. But that did not allow him, he did not allow his past to prevent or hinder his outward worship and expression of his love and his appreciation for Father God. He did not. So when we worship, is our heart in it? Or is it just for show? Are we worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Or are we just doing it for show for others? Again, free ourselves of people. Because it's about this. It's not about this. It's about this, not this. Because if you got this right, this will work itself out. Right. Got to get this right. Glory to God. It's between us and God. We are expressing our heart for God through praise and worship. So don't compare your worship to someone else's. And don't judge nobody else's worship. That's them. That's between them and God. That's between them and God. So if somebody get up here and start walking, we don't know what they are going through. We don't know the battle that they're facing. We don't know. We don't know. Pray for them. Pray, Christians. Pray for them. Instead of like, what's she doing? Pray. What you doing? Pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do not know their battle. We all may worship. We all may worship differently. Stay in your lane. Mind your business. Stay in your lane. Mind your business. Mind your business. Glory to God. Even communion is a form of worship. It's an outward expression of our faith to God. It's an outward expression of our worship. Joyce Meyer states that it's a way to declare our faith through our actions and not just with our words or what we believe in our heart, but with action. Because you can believe something in your heart, but you're not showing it. I can think I love Jesse all the time, but if I don't tell Jesse I love him, he will never know. I can think, yeah, I love him. Yep. But I never tell the man. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a big problem. Also, Joyce Myers, she stated this, part of what she does when she does her communion, and I really like this. She says, when I take communion, I say, Lord Jesus, as I take this bread, I am taking you as my living bread. As long as I eat of you and fellowship with you, I will never be dissatisfied. As I take this drink, I am drinking living water. As long as I drink of you and fellowship with you, I will be satisfied to the point that I am not disturbed. No matter what my outward circumstances may be, I am declaring as I take communion, Lord Jesus, that you are all I need in life to be happy and fulfilled. Thank you, Jesus, that I am forgiven of all of my sins. And she go on to say that if you trust in God, believe in God for healing, this is a good time to talk about the healing you need in any area. And then she's go on to say, there are many other things I would love to have and enjoy. I can live without them if I have to, but I cannot live without you. You are my number one need. Can you even, when I read that, this is what I pictured. She's praying, she's talking to God, she's taking communion. God heard her, he turned, he scooted to the edge of his seat. Like, okay girl, daddy hear you, what you want? That's how I pictured that. What you want? He scooted to the edge of his seat, reached into his pocket. She can have whatever she wants. That is sweet aroma to God, what she was saying. Glory to God. And it's powerful. If we believe it, we got to walk it out. We got to walk it out. We got to show something. Hebrews 13 and 15. So we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices, but through Jesus, we offer up to God a steady stream of praise sacrifices. These are the lambs we offer from our lips that celebrate his name. So no blood sacrifice is killing of lamb, because I don't know if I could do that, y'all. I'm so glad we got Jesus. So glad Jesus came. But we offer up a steady stream of praise sacrifices, that sweet aroma to our Father God. That's what we offer up. What are we saying? What are we confessing? The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love to talk will have to eat their own words, as it states in Proverbs 18:21. As we worship God, thank Him. Do not magnify the battle or the issue, but magnify our God. This allows us to speak life to ourselves and death to the plans of the enemy, as Joyce Meyer stated in her book. If he is, I can see him scratching his ugly head, trying to figure out, what is she doing? Don't she know she got this and this and this going on? What is he doing? Don't they realize, oh, hell is breaking loose around them? Yes, we do. We do. We realize it. We know. We just refuse to acknowledge it, to acknowledge you or your little demon friends. Amen. We are only magnifying our God. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. In Hebrews 4:12, it tells us the word of God is a two-edged sword. Joyce Meyer says she believes one edge defeats Satan and the other releases the blessings of heaven. Glory to God. Then in Ephesians 6:17, it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to speak the word as we go through the battle, as we're doing our worship. Speak the word of God. What are we saying? What are we confessing? And as we're going through the battle, through the storm, what are we saying out loud about our Lord, about our God? Are we speaking as David did in Psalms? Because he said a whole lot of stuff about the Lord. He said, I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. Psalms 91:2. We need to say these good things about our God. Again, he'll scoot to the edge of his chair, the edge of his throne. And not just think them, but worship, speak to him, worship God. And Patty, like I said, your songs you selected, it aligned with this message. It really, truly did. Glory to God. We speak the opposite sometimes of what we're believing. Or the opposite of what the word says. Words are powerful. We are another speaking spirit, just like God. He made us in his image. He spoke things into existence. He just didn't think, I think I'm going to make a tree. He didn't think it. He spoke it. He spoke it. He just didn't think it. He spoke it. So we've got to speak. He made us. So we need to imitate our Father by speaking what we want to see. That lines up with the word, because we can say a whole lot of stuff that don't align with the word, and you're going to get what you're saying. You're speaking it into existence. Make sure our words align with his word. Do not speak death or doubt. Ask God to help your unbelief. Ask him to help you. He will meet us where we are in our faith walk. We just got to have faith, and we got to put our faith into action and into words. Our words can unlock weapons that we need. It can unlock the weapons that we need. Are we doing, as we are doing everyday things, verbalize our praise and worship to our God. If you're working out, as you're cooking, and Patty, you probably should have been praying as you were cooking that food in the microwave. I'm messing with you, Patty, because that's me too. Yeah, I burned some rice and stuff. I was cooking for the dog, so, but anyway, that pot still soaking a few days later. Yeah. I was cooking one of the things that you told me to cook, Pastor, that you made for your dogs. So I'm blaming it on you. What was it? The gizzards. I was cooking that. Yes. That pot is still soaking. Anyway. But as we're doing everyday things, verbalize our praise and worship to our God. Working out, cooking, cleaning, driving, we're working, gardening, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. During your break at work, steal away in your car if you can. Take a little mini walk if you can. Just do it. Don't just inwardly say something, but outwardly express it. Joyce Meyer indicates that when she's walking in the morning, she says things like, God is on my side. I can do whatever he assigns me to do. Or God is good and he has a good plan for my life. His blessings are overflowing towards me. And she states, this is jabbing the enemy with a sharp sword. It's a kick in the gut, a slap in his face. You get the point. You get it. You know, you get it. Glory to God. Sing the word songs out loud. Our praise and worship team is very selective about the songs they sing during service over us. Very selective. It must be the word. It must line up with the word. Some Christian songs are not biblical. Listen to them, y'all. Seriously. Listen to them. Some of them don't even mention the name of God. Some of them will mention the name of God, but not Jesus. Pay attention to the Christian songs that we are allowing to enter into our spirit. The song may sound good and got a good beat, whatever, because when you're cleaning, you're dancing, you got your music playing, but then you stop and listen to what they're saying. Okay? And I've had that like, oh, no, But it doesn't align with the word. Does it uplift you? Read the words of some of these Christian songs. It doesn't align with the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 145, 2 and 3. Some scriptures regarding praise and worship, y'all. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Psalms 99, verses 3, 5, and 9. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow low before his feet, for he is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain in Jerusalem, for the Lord our God is holy. Deuteronomy 10:21. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. Jeremiah 20:13, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:23, let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Psalm 63 verses 1 through 4, God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory, in your generous love. I am really living at last. Ooh, glory to God. I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. Ooh. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. That's good. Amen. That's good. Yeah. Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3. Come, bless God, all you servants of God, you priests of God, posted to the night watch in God's shrine. Lift your praising hands to the holy place and bless God. In turn, may God of Zion bless you, God who made the heaven and earth. 1 Timothy 2 and 8. Since prayer is at the bottom of all of this, what I want mostly is for men to pray, not shaking angry fists at enemies, but raising holy hands to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we lift our hands, and Patty asks us to lift our hands tonight, you know, that's a position of surrender. It's an outward expression of our worship. Once we make that decision to surrender our lives to God, he can truly take control and order our steps. We will hear him more clearly without a shadow of any doubt. God is truly a gentleman, and he is not going to force himself on us. He is not going to force his will on us. We have free will. Joyce Meyer stated, if something inside of you is longing for that release, I encourage you to begin to worship with uplifted hands. You will be amazed what this kind of expression of surrender and worship can do in your life. Glory to God. There are times we need to do like Daniel and take a praise and worship break. Daniel did it every single day. Every day. Daniel bowed down before God. And that's a sign of being humble and reverencing God, honoring God. And Daniel did not care who was watching, nor about the laws that was changed against him, that went against the word of God, because the laws went against the word of God. He could have worshiped in secret when the haters convinced the king to change the law, but he didn't. Daniel continued his custom. He did not hide his faith. We need to be like Daniel.
That's right.
Sometimes Christians run in the closet and everybody else run out.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem. That's the problem. Psalms 119, 164. 7 times each day I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. Let me read it one more again. Psalms 119, 164. 7 times each day I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. Is God keeping everything running right in your life? Is your washing machine still working? Is your dishwasher still working? Is your air passes your air still working? I'm just saying.
That's right.
Think about, you know, your child or a good friend just happened to call you just because. I can imagine this must bless God when we just take a praise break. When we just stop in the middle of the day, what we're doing is that, God, I love you. You're a great God. Thank you for keeping everything running right. Again, he scoots to the edge of his chair. Imagine when my kids call me, that when it's a just because, I'm like, you don't want nothing? Mm-mm, I just called. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, but imagine God, and we're human. Imagine how that pleases our God. Glory to God. Let me read this. This was too much to type, so I'm going to read this. Joyce Myers talked about, like, what if a businessman, for example, a CEO of a company, actually take time out of his day 3 times a day to worship God? This is what she said, that he would say, if he closed his and locked his office door, knelt and lifted his hands to God and said, God, I just want to take some time to worship you. God scooted to the edge of the chair. He got his attention. I appreciate all the things you do for me. He's getting close to the edge of the chair. The business and the success are great, but I just want to worship you. I magnify you. You are so wonderful. I love you for who you are and not merely for what you can do for me. Wow. If Christians would do this, our businesses, our homes, glory to God. This is putting Matthew 6:33 into action. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And those things it was talking about is the scripture before that. A lot of things that was listed. Glory to God. Glory to God, and I'm coming to an end, y'all. I'm reading straight from Joyce Meyer's book. If you and I worship God when we have problems of any kind, like Daniel, we'll have the courage to remain faithful to him. We may go through difficulty, but it will all work out well in the end. If we bow down on a regular basis to worship and adore him, he will bring us through to a place of victory. I love this part. Victory is not the absence of problems. It is having peace and joy in the midst of them. Victory is continuing to bear good fruit for the kingdom of God, even when we are going through difficulties. If we continue to worship and honor God, then no matter what the enemy brings against us, we will demonstrate our belief that God is working on our behalf and that we are confident He would bring us through our challenges victoriously. When we regularly put God first, when we worship Him and take time to bow down before Him, He will help us and lift us up. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. Worship God as we're going through the battle. Do not look to an unauthorized source to fight the battle. Trust God, praise Him, worship Him, and focus on Him. Glory to God. I hope y'all received something tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.